Hi, this is Sarah with Family First. How can I help you?
This is Sharif Grant. We had like a whole conversation basically with her and me telling you that I'm trying to get the care for 24 hours. So basically, nah, I didn't clock out, and that's not only yesterday, the other day I didn't either. So I clock out because it automatically clock you out at the 24. I wait an hour and then clock in again because I'm literally here. Like, there's nobody here to help her. So it's like I have to be here. But the coordinator from Keystone, he needs basically like a schedule from y'all. There is another person that, like, her grandson, he used to be on work for her before I was, and he like get back on so he could do the night. So I would need y'all to like to send that schedule over, and then when y'all send that schedule over, it's gonna go to him. As far as me and you could talk to her,
Okay,
but it's like
hold on one second.
you're going.
Hold on one second. At the moment, the patient doesn't have an authorization for 24 hours.
We know this already. I already had a conversation with you. It's what frustrated me. I already talked to you and told you exactly what the game plan was and exactly how we're doing. We already know that there's no authorization for 24 hours. I already know that. So, regardless, we know that the max that I can work is 70 hours right now. So, at the end of this week, Sunday or whatever, Monday, when you need to talk to her, you can talk to her now too. Then we could go and fix all those hours if we don't have the 24-hour authorization by then.
Okay.
But right now, he's trying to get us the 24-hour authorization right now. So what I need is a schedule from y'all to send to him so he could give it to those people at his department or whatever, and they can approve the 24 hours. The hours would be, yeah, Joyce, yeah. Your remote?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm talking to the people on the, talking to the company now, trying to figure this shit out. But, oh, here you go, Ray. You got it? All right. So basically, all right. So I'm in a position right now where it doesn't matter because it's like I said, two mornings I came in and she was already passed out or she was unconscious and I had to call her. So what's up, bro? So basically, at this point, if I even want to continue to get some money, I gotta be here. You know what I mean? Like, because if I don't be here by the morning time come, she's gonna be back passed out again. You know what I mean? This is the I kind of explained all this to you. So I get paid for all of the miles, whatever. Cool, that's fine. Right now, it don't even matter. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I told you, like, I'm kind of just clocking in because I might gotta come in tomorrow at night and clock in and do a night versus do my regular shift because she doesn't have nobody here.
No,
You understand what
as
I'm
of
saying?
now, until we receive the new authorization, you have to continue to clock in and out your regular hours.
All right, well, as of now, if you could get the supervisor to contact me. You know what I mean? And because I already tried to contact the supervisor. I told you the supervisor contacted me. I already told you.
I'm sorry, I think you're mistaken because we haven't spoke regarding this. You did let me know that the patient
What do
was
you
discharged.
mean? I did. I had the whole
Hold on one
conversation with
second.
you,
I
and I told
haven't
you exactly how
finished.
I was going to do everything. I literally
No.
told you exactly. Nah, you're not about to tell me I didn't tell you and I talked to you and
I'm
only
sure
you.
if
That's
I
big.
haven't finished
Listen,
talking.
I don't care about none of that. All I need right now, bro,
Sure.
is something from y'all saying that it's going to be two shifts from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yes,
and then
sure,
from
but you're
10 p.m.
making
to
it
10.
really difficult for me to help you. You're not letting me
No,
speak.
because I'm telling you what we need. I don't need to speak to you. You feel me? I don't need
Okay,
to. We can finish all the
but I
clock
do
ins,
need
all
to
that shit
speak with
later.
you so I can
We could
help
do
you
all
with
that.
that.
Why? Because you only calling me about one day. The other day I did the 24s too. So you calling me about yesterday. So what
Yes,
about the
that
other
is
day?
correct.
So then what about tomorrow? Then what about the day after tomorrow? You gonna keep calling me?
I'm sorry,
It
Sheriff,
don't make
you're
sense.
escalating the issue. I just needed to talk
Can
with
I
the
get
client.
your supervisor? Let me speak to your supervisor. I don't even want to.
I
You
need to
pissing me
talk
off.
with the client first.
For what?
To confirm yesterday's visit. I need to talk to her first.
Joyce, this lady want to know if I was fucking serious. She's fucking pissing me off.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi, Joyce. Hi, Joyce. How are you today?
Okay.
I'm really glad to hear that. Yeah, I just needed to confirm that Sheriff went with you yesterday. Okay, great. And was this service provided at your house, the 5538 Windsor Avenue? Okay, thank you so much, Joyce. Okay, Joyce, thank you so much. Can you please let me talk to Sheriff? Hello?
She want to confound with her some stupid ass shit that don't make sense because she going to keep fucking confirming every day.
Sheriff, if you continue using this language, I'm going to hang up.
I'm not even talking to you. Like, real right. I'm talking to somebody else. All I need from you is, or somebody, your supervisor, don't, and this was pissing me off because I've asked you to speak to a supervisor like 3 fucking times already. And
you
this is why we here.
To me regarding
yes,
that.
I did, bro. Yes, I did. I'm not going to sit
yelling?
Here and lie to you. Like, I'm not
Can
playing
you
with you.
Yelling?
Like, I'm not sitting here joking with
Can
you. It's
you
not funny.
Yelling?
It's not. It's.